Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
Thursday in the House, and the usual gaps on the government's front bench drew this complaint from Labor's Grant Robertson.
8 of the 12 questions that are set down today, the ministers are not present to answer. I think, Mr. Speaker, we have a problem with the integrity of question time. Ministers should be prioritising their attendance at question time.
The Speaker, David Carter, wasn't too concerned.
For a long time, it's been practised in this Parliament, and I recall it when I was an opposition member on that side, that particularly on a Thursday, ministers might be away.
Mr. Carter noted that 4 of the 8 questions were for the one minister, Bill English.
It is just not possible for a government to insist that every minister is available for every question time. And I think the convention, for as long as I've been in the House, would acknowledge that.
The Speaker then heard from Labor's Chief Whip, Chris Hipkins.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask you to give some consideration to a Speaker's ruling that would apply for the remainder of the Parliament that would require the government by 9 o'clock on any given morning that the House is sitting to furnish the opposition with a list of ministers that will be available for question time, because then the opposition would be in a position to decide whether to ask a question of a minister they knew was not going to be present and then not be able to get an answer, or whether to ask questions of the ministers who are going to be here.
Setting aside the Labor Whip's request for a Speaker's ruling, Mr. Carter had a better idea.
The appropriate course of action for that would be to bring forward as an alteration to standing orders. And that process, the member will be aware of, is about to kick off shortly. We'll have an opportunity, I think the member may well be on the committee. If there was a general consensus around Parliament to do that, then we'd build that into standing orders.
They are the rules of the House and were raised in another context later on when the Minister for Whanaora, Te Uruua Flavel, was asked for evidence that Whanaora was making any difference.
Mr. Speaker, there's plenty out there and I'd table it, but I know that it's against standing orders.
But Labor's Trevor Mallard, who's one of two assistant speakers, pointed out that Mr. Flavel didn't need to seek leave.
Mr. Speaker, it came clear that there is a misunderstanding of standing orders. The Minister can, of course, table any paper that he wants at any stage. He is a minister. Even if it's a public document, any minister can table it. In fact, many of the documents ministers do table are public. They don't require the consent of the House the way other members do.
And if the member seeks for leave, I have a discretion. We have a further supplementary. Oh, point of order, the Honourable Tiara Flavel.
Mr. Speaker, I've got a list of 12 of those reports. I'm happy to read all of them out in order to achieve that goal.
No, I want the point of order.
The point of order is I wish to table these documents.
Are they publicly available?
They're publicly available.
Then I'm not going to put that leave.
Mr. Flavel wasn't having a good day.
Well, Mr. Speaker, more good news. Whanaora, sir, is committed to empowering whanau to achieve one of the goals is a better economic outcomes. And today, along with my colleague, the Honourable Peter Goldsmith, I was pleased to announce the allocation of 900,000.
Mr. Flavel then realised he'd used Peter to say Paul.
Sorry. Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Point of order, the Honourable Tiara Flavel.
Firstly, I'll offer my apologies to my colleague, Paul Goldsmith.
That's second not a point of order.
Now back to that 900,000.
I'm just pleased to announce 900,000 to improve the financial capability amongst Māori. More than you've got, Mr. Peters, for Māori communities. 900,000 more.
Order. Order.
Winston Peters wasn't letting that go.
I got 239 million. Not like he got.
But Mr. Flavel had further evidence of Whanaora's success.
From somebody involved in Whanaora. Here's the CEO, Mr. Speaker, of Whanaora. They said, Whanaora has made a substantive and positive difference to the way we're able to work with and align services to meet the needs of the people. Mr. Speaker, that person was Lynette Stewart, the Honourable Winston Peters' sister.
Point of order.
Order, order, order.
Point of order, Speaker.
Order, I'm just waiting till I can hear
point
it.
Point of order, Speaker.
Silence,
point of order,
I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Every family has a member that loses their way.
Order, order, order. And some families have more than others.
Question time ended with the House endorsing the appointment of Leo Donnelly for a year as a temporary ombudsman to replace Ron Paterson, who's resigned 3 years into a 5-year term. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.